This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trump's rally numbers. That would be, if it were Obama, it would be a discussion that the media would be covering ad nauseum. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I love discussing the things that sort of the media wants to gloss over. Things that sort of give you insight as to how things are going to be. Give you some frame of reference so your common sense, the things that you see and you're feeling inside of you gut-wise, but you don't have official polling or whatever. I want to validate that for you. That's what the show kind of does. And when I was predicting Trump's win in 2016, people were, Kevin, what polls are saying something different? Yeah, I get it. And you were feeling the win. You were like, please make it so. And you were feeling it and you knew, but you needed validation. And I would ask you to ask yourself, why do you need that? Here's my point. You don't trust yourself. And that's terrible. You should trust yourself. You should trust your instincts. That doesn't mean everything is, the world moves the way that I think. No, that type of thinking is wrong. And when you think this is the way the world works and it's my little sphere, my little microcosm of influence. No, it's not the way it works. But the way the world works is when you take all your little ideas and you apply them logically to everything going on. And if you do that truthfully, if you do it honestly to yourself, you can figure things out. We've got people believing that I can't do it. It's beyond me. My thinking is too small. No, your thinking is spot on. You just don't know how to apply it anymore. It's been beaten out of you. It's been politically corrected out of you. Socially engineered out of you. And you shouldn't let it happen. All these things are the things that make you unique. You make so many great decisions in your life. So many. You know, what are you going to wear that day? What job are you going to do? What job are you going to take on? What's your prioritization of projects at work? Prioritization of life? What are you going to do with the kids? How are you going to direct them? Yourself? Vacation? I mean, you are making major decisions. They seem little, but they're major decisions. A false move in your life, and you know, it's a big deal. You know, where are you going to put your money, your time, whatever resource? It's a big deal. You make major decisions, but you're afraid that your decisions outside of self are. Oh my gosh, I don't know, Kevin. Please help me understand how Trump's going to win. You know how Trump's going to win. You already know. I'm not going to teach you anything that you don't know about yourself. And let me give you an example. I love these Trump rallies because they do validate you. The only difference between me and you being blunt, I mean, I'm talking real talk here on the Kevin Jackson Show to you, is I listen to the science. It's like I tell people all the time, I have conversations with God. And they probably think, oh, he's just, then, you know, whatever. I don't know how you think about me. But people, when you say that, I remember what I used to think when people would tell me, God and I were having a conversation. Shut up. God, don't talk to you. Yes, that was my attitude. But God does talk to you. He's giving you signs about your life all the time. And the reason I tell you that is God has given you a power, this intuition, along with common sense. He's given you intuition. Women tend to use it stronger than men. He's given you a bit of ESP. ESP in the sense of predictability of things. Based on this logic, here's how things work. God's given you lots of stuff. You can take it or leave it. But he's putting it there. And going back to these rally numbers, he's showing you the way. Yeah, President Trump is challenging former Democrat strongholds in his strategy, I guess. He's not. President Trump could go to Texas and hold rallies, and I'm sure he will. But he can hold rallies there and get 20, 30, 40,000 people. I mean, he could, however big you need it. He could go to, see, I'm talking about states that, you know, love him. But you know what he's doing? He's going to places that he didn't win. He's going to places that you don't think are winnable for Republicans. Hillary Clinton said during her campaign, Texas was in play. And I remember going, they wanted people to feel confident that they were leaving Florida, a battleground state, and they were going to Texas because Texas was in play. And that would be the death knell of the Republicans forever if they turn, they flip Texas. And, of course, you know the outcome. They didn't win Florida, certainly didn't flip Texas. Now, every state is at risk. I do not want you to feel like you can rest on your laurels. Every state is at risk. Not because the Democrats' ideology is legit. It's because of the cheating. It's because of gerrymandering. And in every way Democrats can conceivably give themselves an advantage, they do. They have a huge electoral advantage going into every presidential race. A huge one. But anyway, what Donald Trump has done is he's saying, I'm going to put some of these places you didn't think were in play in legitimate play, and unlike Hillary Clinton, he's actually showing up. He works hard to address the gaps that the Republican Party has faced over the years, and he goes to the heart of liberalism, the veritable bellies of the beast. And his most recent rally was in New Jersey, and he had, again, a record crowd. Here was a tweet from his campaign guy, Brad Pascal. Bad news for the party of lynching of Negroes. Here it is. 158,632 requested tickets. Almost 160,000 requested tickets in New Jersey. 73,482 voters were identified. 10.4% of the people did not vote in 2016. And finally, the last metric, 26.3% of the people who attended the rally were Democrats. Okay. You can absorb that and you can say, oh, well, you know, I still worry about President. There's no worry. The only thing that, let me tell you what we have to do, we have to focus on is down ticket. Because those numbers don't bode well for Democrats. Astounding numbers on all levels.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
10.4% new voters are people who didn't vote in 2016. That's what sticks out most to me in the polling that Brad Parscale of the Trump campaign gave for the New Jersey rally. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, 10.4% new voters. If that translates across the board, that's a whole new voting block of people that were unplugged and have decided rather to plug in. And what it reminded me of when I saw this statistic, or this number, I should say, Trump's appeal for new voters rivals the appeal of Obama in 2008. There were so many people, particularly youngsters, who said, I want to support President Trump. And let me tell you, we've been concerned for a long time about attracting the new voter. How do we get the big tent, as Reagan called it? How do we get people to want to come and support the Republican Party? It wasn't going to be from Republicans. It wasn't going to be from guys like Mike Pence. He's a nice guy, but he wasn't going to bring it. You think the other front runner, Ted Cruz at the time. You think Ted Cruz is going to bring new people to the party? 10.4% of voters who did not vote in 2016. Ask yourself, what is that number if applied across the nation? What number does that give Donald Trump? Does it add another 6 million people? I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that Donald Trump in this year, this election, gets more votes than Barack Obama got in 2008. That's how much I believe he has made a shift in the Democrats and the independents. Big deal, isn't it? And let me tell you, even bigger stuff going on. I was thinking about Trump's commercial during the Super Bowl. First Step Act. Mary Alice Johnson, or Alice Marie Johnson, I think is her name, getting released from prison, and the president touting that. That black vote. I'm not telling you Trump's going to win the black vote. I'm not saying that at all. But what I do know with certainty is Trump will win more of the black vote than any Republican has won in decades. And this isn't the Democrats' only problem with the black vote. Supposedly, the black vote carried Obama again in 2012, but his numbers were lower by 4%. He went from 62% of blacks voting to 58% of blacks voting. The Democrats depend on blacks getting off their butts and getting in those buses and getting driven down to the polls in order to vote Democrat. But it isn't. That's not what's happening. Not this time. According to the Washington Post, this is at the time, and I'm giving you statistics from 2016, 4.4 million former Obama voters sat out of the 2016 election. So while Trump is gaining new people, 10.4% who didn't vote in 2016 are now going to vote for Trump. So I want you to just think about, look, I'm giving you stuff here so you can understand your common sense. What you're perceiving about this election doesn't mean you take it easy, doesn't mean you let your guard down. I'm not saying that at all. It would be like me telling you, if I've trained you as a fighter, you're prepared to fight. I don't want you to fight, but you're prepared to fight. And me giving you pep talks that if the occasion comes that you have to fight, you are prepared. I promise you, I've watched your skill set. I know. I'm telling you, you are ready. You're honed. You are up on the topics. I mean, you know what? Trust your instincts in this. Trust is, as I tell my sons, trust your training. So you've got Donald Trump with 10.4 new voters, people that didn't vote in 2016. The Democrats lost 4.4 million Obama voters in 2016. There was a depressed vote that said, I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. I'm not voting for Barack Obama. I'm not voting for the Democrats. Trump has brought 10.4% of the people at his rallies. In some cases, it's certainly in that range, okay? 8 to 12%, average of 10%, new voters. Where do you think they're coming from? And this happened, I want you to consider this, while the media constantly demonizes Trump. This happened during an attempted coup by Obama and his team. If you understand all the things that are going against Donald Trump and you look at these two factors, the loss of 4.4 million people who voted for Obama from the previous election to Donald Trump gaining 10%, give or take, at a rally. That's a big deal. We could go into some of the other things about this rally. 26.3% Democrats at the rally. They're not there to kick tires. They are there because they now believe the message. Was it Brandon Straka's walkaway movement? Don't know. Don't care. What I'm telling you is These are not infiltrators. These are not people that are there to write negative stuff after Trump and talk about how bad the Trump people are. By the way, have you noticed one other thing? I'm just curious if you caught this. During the Trump rallies that he would try to have in Chicago and other places, do you remember back into the 2016 campaign season? There were all these people telling us Trump people are angry, mean, and they're beating people up, and there's all kinds of thuggery and what have you going on. Have you heard of any of this at any of the Trump rallies? A lot of gun toters, a lot of pro-Second Amendment people, a lot of people who, you know, according to the Democrats, we're the ones ready to shoot everybody up and beat everybody up. I haven't heard of Antifa showing up at any of these rallies. Nothing. See, Trump's it. That's gone. There's no strife at these rallies. Trump delivers his message. They push it out in a variety of ways. Mostly him on Twitter and other, but there are other means. Fox News and a few others. And the world gets to see just how powerful these things are. You don't hear Democrats talking about these rallies mean nothing. They used to say that. So the size of the rallies don't matter. Let me tell you, there's a rally with Bernie Sanders because they think in Iowa he's getting cheated. 3,000 people. You haven't heard those kind of numbers for a Democrat in a while. 3,000 people that support Bernie showed up somewhere. Now, luckily, Iowa's not that big. But they showed up to stand up for Bernie because he's getting railroaded. Not that I care, but he's getting railroaded. These rallies, these numbers tell you a lot. 158,000 people in New Jersey requested tickets to see Trump. That's a big deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Iowa Democratic Party says they plan to release a majority of the caucus results at 5 o'clock Eastern Time today. The Iowa Democratic Party says the underlying data collected through the app was sound, but only partial data was reported. That was due to a coding issue in the recording system. There's a lot of talk about this potentially being the last time Iowa will hold the first-in-the-nation caucuses. However, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says not so fast.
I would say as long as Iowa stick together in a bipartisan way, that 2024 we will be having the first-in-the-nation caucuses.
A winter storm bringing snow and ice from the southern plains to the northeast is expected to make travel treacherous for the next few days, and President Trump delivering the State of the Union address on Tuesday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trump brings a lot to the political discussion, and I'd be curious, quite frankly, to know what your thoughts are. This it factor thing that I talk about with Trump is, I think, is critical. It's something that is underestimated. I think the Democrats believe that it was a money thing that got Trump in. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. A money thing. So they ran two billionaires, both super rich, much more wealthy than Donald Trump. If Trump, even at his biggest numbers, worth $10 billion, Steyer is worth $36 billion, and Bloomberg is worth $51 billion. Those are the latest numbers, and, you know, who knows? When you have that kind of money, can you really know what you own, you know, how much you're worth? So the Democrats thought, oh, we'll double our chances to go after Donald Trump, the billionaire. And they did. And Steyer, these guys are spending hundreds of millions of dollars, and it is going to waste. They don't have that it factor. Let me ask you, how dedicated, this is such a good question. I'm glad I thought it up. But how dedicated do you believe the voter is to any Democrat? How dedicated is the voter to Beto O'Rourke? How dedicated is the voter to Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, etc.? How dedicated is the voter to any of the front runners, Joe Biden? Do you believe that people are going to stay with Joe Biden when they find out just how crooked that guy it really is? Because I'm going to bet you that the 41% that thought Biden was a shoe-in that's now down into the 20%, I don't think they're coming back. I don't think there's anything Biden's going to say that's going to make them go, ooh, I'm going to go back to supporting Joe Biden. Buttigieg, they go up and down. Warren. Bernie Sanders. I think Bernie Sanders is the legitimate front runner for the Democrats. Is his base that loyal? Now, what about Trump's? Simple question, right? Well, there was a guy that wrote an article, and it was he called it the exuberance of Trump supporters. And here's what he wrote. I love this article because these are the types of things. This is what I tell you guys all the time. As conservatives, we have to learn to tap into our emotions. Get away. Don't misunderstand me. You already have logic down to a science. You have logic and reasoning down. You know, nobody can compete. So tap into the emotion. Apply both. The Democrats only apply emotion. They have no logic and reason. It doesn't exist in their brains. Their brains are too small. It can't handle it. It would explode. But you have logic and reasoning. So all you have to do is connect that to an emotional content. And you get a very interesting combination. So here's the deal. He says, I had not been to a Trump rally since the 2016 campaign. And the first thing I noticed Thursday night when Donald Trump and Mike Pence spoke at Drake University in Des Moines was how much more joyous the event was for his supporters than what I remembered from 4 years ago. So I'm going to stop there, and because I honestly glanced through this article. I did read it, but I don't recall it. But here's what I'll stop to say about the joyousness of the events. When Trump was first doing the initial run in 2016, there was less joy. It wasn't because people didn't want him to win. It was because that you couldn't have joy because the Democrats were always sabotaging. They were all, I mean, don't misunderstand me. The media is still after him. But as I mentioned before, they're not trying to protest. You don't see Antifa coming out. You don't see Democrats that have been paid to make it look like Trump supporters are beating people up. All these things have kind of gone away because Trump supporters are dyed in the wool. No longer are people, you know, holding their nose or going or kicking tires, as I've said before. They're going to these rallies to be a part of history. They want to feel the energy. They want to understand what this is all about. Folks, this is what's called a movement. A movement. The Trump movement. I don't know that anybody wants to use those terms yet. So if you've only heard it here, I'm going to tell you what it is. It is a Trump movement. It's a movement. He says in 2016, perhaps because Republicans were out of power and Trump was running purely against the system, his crowds often had an undertone of anger that bordered on menacing. I don't agree with that, by the way. It says, but with Trump in power, presiding over peace and prosperity, on the cusp of beating two articles of impeachment and dominating the news when it should be the Democratic candidates' moment to shine, his fans seem in a celebratory mood. Now, I want you to understand what Trump did. Donald Trump went to Des Moines, Iowa, went to Drake University, and essentially said to the Democrats, I'm in your backyard during your Iowa caucuses, and I'm going to show you that I can draw more people and more attention away from you than anybody. I can make your thing look little. He goes on to say, a fire marshal prevented many reporters from getting inside the event, so I watched Trump and Pence on a giant screen outside in 32-degree weather with several hundred Trump-loving Iowans. They danced, raised their hands over their MAGA hats when the Village People YMCA played. They joined arms and screamed along to the chorus of Lee Greenwood's God Bless America. Even for Iowa, it was an overwhelmingly white crowd, but it was also reflective of the total takeover of the GOP by Trump, in that it was old and young, blue and white collar. A group of female college students from Iowa State took selfies and danced. When Trump mentioned his reelection, a bidding war erupted. 4 more years, 12 more years, 30 more years of Trump. I want to go back to the people and him making the comment about some of these people not being exuberant and, you know, or in the first time around or whatever. I think it's much the same. I think the very people that supported Trump that saw him, particularly the first adopters, the early adopters, nothing's changed. It's exuberance over getting a guy in that you know performed, did what you asked him to do. Let me put it a different way. Do you remember in 2012 anything close to this for Barack Obama? Anything close? I'm going to give you the answer. You don't remember it because it didn't happen. It did not happen. People were not dancing and screaming and raising their hands over their Obama logoed whatevers and happy. The average Trump supporter was happy then, but they're happier now. That's the difference. They're happier now. They have the track record. They have all the evidence they need to say to the general public, you are idiots for not supporting us. And I'm telling you, that's what they know in their heart of hearts. They won't tell you, but that's what they know. He says 1,000 miles away, Trump's trial was still going on. Democratic senators were seized by one question. What happens if the Senate adopts the view that withholding security assistance from a foreign ally at war until the ally slimes a political rival isn't an abuse of power? What a way to put that. Now you get an idea of the partisan hackery that goes on with some of this stuff. But here's what he goes on to say. At the Des Moines rally, impeachment was treated by Trump and his fans as something to mock. Trump went on a long tangent about how Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, even Andrew Johnson impeachments were dark times in American history. In contrast, Trump said, this is a happy period for us. I have to tell you, of everything I read in that article, that was the one that got me. That was the statement that made me think and go, dude, I love the way this guy thinks. He's like, yeah, those impeachments are a dark time in history. Think about them what you want. You may be for them or against them. I can't stand Andrew Johnson, but the reason they impeached him was crazy. Bill Clinton, he lied, but probably a stupid impeachment. Okay? I'll defer. This one, laughable. And that's what Trump did. He said, let's celebrate this. This is a happy period. Don't look at this as something where you go, oh, our poor president. Donald Trump's like, I don't even care. I have to stay focused on the next job at hand. But I want to go back to the theme of this, the exuberance of the Trump supporter. The exuberance. It says on the eve of his likely acquittal, days before the Democrats begin deciding on the person they will nominate to try to defeat him, it's worth pondering whether there's something to the president's statement. Why was everyone so happy? There are a few serious reasons. The first is that impeachment may end up dramatically expanding the power of the executive branch at a time when his supporters are instinctively in favor of giving him more authority and less accountability. Now, this is a guy trying to make you worry. He wants you to believe if Trump gets in power, this is, you know, he'll get more power. No, Trump already has ultimate power. And the difference is he doesn't use it. He's telling Congress, let's do the right thing. He's bringing it back, putting power into the hands of the people. And that's the most scary thing for him. I got to take a few short break, but we'll come back and talk more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the exuberance of the Trump supporter. And a lefty, I don't even know where I got the article. Where'd you guys? Do you remember? Because there's no... No, I'm looking. There's no thing that tells me where. Anyway, it's a lefty that wrote the article. There's some telltale signs in it. And he's trying to figure... He's going, this is different. He's going, this is different. I'm seeing something completely different here with the Trump supporter. And he goes on to talk about why this is great news for Donald Trump. Now, it's ominous for him because he's saying Trump will have these expanded powers and he may, you know, take advantage of it. He may feel like, oh, now I'm King Kong. So, hey, let me just let the lefties know. Trump already feels like King Kong. He understands his power, and he's found his sea legs. The only difference between Trump and all these other presidents that have come on board is he's like, look, we're going to follow the process. I'm going to transfer this power back to the people. He's like Maximus, who would actually, if he got a chance to run Rome, where he were to fulfill Caesar's wishes, he would say, look, I'm going to put power back into the hands of the people. I want to go home to my farm and my wife and my kid, ultimately. I think Donald Trump is essentially saying, when I'm done, I'm done. I'm going to give everything I can to show America. This is one of the things he ran on. He says, you guys don't have a clue how crooked this system is. People don't remember. Donald Trump was like, you don't understand. I've been a part of it. I've been privy to it. Now I'm going to expose it. Do you remember this? Because I do. Anyway, he says, impeachment has rallied the GOP to defend the executive branch obstruction of Congress and a revisionist constitutional argument that places previously shocking behavior outside of the impeachment remedy. So now he's proselytizing on, oh, now the GOP has done all these are lies. What he doesn't want to understand, what this writer is trying to convince you of is that your exuberance is because you don't want the rule of law. Do I need to tell you this? Do I need to tell you that he's telling you what he doesn't want? Democrats, leftists, progressives do not want rule of law. They don't want actual separation or you know, the different branches of government being equal enough to where we function as a republic. They don't want that. Right now, Congress, under them, Congress is running. Why? Because they control it. That's why. That's how you got Obamacare. They control it. But they want you to believe Trump wants all this power. Trump, it won't be very long, I'm telling you, when things continue to get better and improve, and I've already predicted it. I told you guys, don't be shocked if the stock market hits 30,000 by the time of the election. Don't be shocked about any of these things. Don't be shocked that we have, it's practically full employment now. It'll get better. The jobs will get better. The people coming back to America will get better. The people wanting our dollars. How much do you think people want from China right now? Do you think that pandemics are things that originate in the United States? All the ills of the world, are they emanating from here or are they emanating from elsewhere? Why do you think we are closing our borders and saying, look, guys, until you get your act together, we don't want you here? Anyway, I want to go back to when he's talking about the people, because he wants to paint Trump as a despot. It's like all these people, hey, Donald Trump, he thinks he's a king. Well, if he did, most of you would be arrested and shot. I'm talking about these leftists, not my audience, the Kevin Jackson Show. Most of them would be imprisoned. If Donald Trump were a fraction of what they claim him to be, they would be silenced. Can you imagine Hillary Clinton? And you talking smack? I mean, people are concerned about Tlaib's life because she dare, you know, comment about Hillary Clinton openly. Anyway, he goes on to say this. Shortly after Trump finished speaking, this is at the Iowa rally, Schiff made this point at the Senate trial, pointing out that it was the day after the release of the Mueller report that Trump had his infamous call with Ukraine's president. Trump was previously protected by a no indictment policy at the DOJ. Now he will be protected by a new Dershowitz-inspired no removal from office policy in the Senate, Schiff argued. What do you think he will do the day after he's acquitted here? You want an answer to that, Adam Schiff? He's going to go back to business as usual. Instead of making America great, he's going to keep America great, and he's going to go do policies that are pro-American. That's what he's going to do. He's not going to be vindictive. He's not going to, sadly, he's not going to go after you people. He's just going to let the thing do, he's going to let things go as they go. Now, I hope that after November the 4th, when he's reelected, that he decides, I really need to clean up this government. Here's what he goes on to say. The second result of impeachment is that it has blotted out the Democratic nomination race for 2 weeks, or for weeks. January would be a normal period of saturation coverage for a party's candidates. 4 years ago, Trump used the excitement of the GOP's roller coaster primary to promote himself endlessly on cable news. But the primaries this year have not been able to compete with impeachment. Two of the Democratic candidates who generate the most interest and enthusiasm have sat silently on a Senate floor for 2 weeks. It's difficult to quantify, but here in Iowa, there's something listless about the race in its final week that is different than the previous cycles when the Iowa finale was the most important story in the world. Folks, he's blaming Trump for the Democrats' lack of ability to inspire. He's blaming impeachment, which, by the way, was the Democrats' doing. If there is a problem here, it is the Democrats themselves. One, for impeaching Trump. And two, for having a less than inspired list of candidates. This is why I keep coming back to your logic and reasoning and tying it to your emotion. You logically and through your own reasoning and connecting the dots, you understand Trump's getting elected. The problem, you're like, well, I don't want to, like, believe my gut. These are lefties telling you, showing you, proving to you every day. Every day. Why Donald Trump will be president again. He says the final weekend before the Iowa caucuses will likely be dominated by news of Trump's Thursday's rally, which featured some juvenile attacks on Biden, Sleepy Joe, and Buttigieg. Trump mocked his name. I do it all the time. And Trump's acquittal in the Senate. Both will come at the expense of the Democratic candidates themselves with some help from congressional Democrats. Trump has practically taken over the Iowa caucuses. Now, this thing started with about you, the exuberance of you as a Trump supporter. And what it's ended on is the lack of exuberance of the Democrat supporters. What it's ended on is the notion that Donald Trump, not even with a strategy, has made Iowa meaningless. Bernie Sanders is technically, from what I'm told, Bernie Sanders is leading in Iowa. I don't know if you believe the polls or not. I don't know who the poll is. Is it a Bernie poll? But supposedly, the Des Moines Register or whatever sat on the story. Won't tell people this. Who cares? If they put it out, it would be eclipsed by everything this guy just said. Number one, impeachment. Number two, Donald Trump news. Put it out. It's another poll in a sea of endless polls that mean nothing. Is Bernie Sanders the front runner? Don't know. Don't care. And here's what I can tell you. Neither do most of the Democrats. Certainly most of America doesn't. The idea that Bernie Sanders is relevant beyond, I mean, I'm going to say being one of the stooges running against Trump, that's the only relevance he has, is that he might face Trump. And this guy, he's figured it out. He doesn't know where to place blame. He's like all the other, oh, it's going to give Trump more power and this, that. And he's pretending to be afraid for all the wrong reasons. But the real fear, the real problem that he has it with his own party. All of them do. The Democratic Party is in shambles. I'm chuckling I'm chuckling because every warning bell, look. They got strategists. They have people. You're either so delusional. The Democrats are so delusional. They just can't figure themselves out. Because this is obvious. What do you want me to tell you? Don't impeach. Don't do these crazy things. Get behind the president. Try to. I've given them the key to the kingdom, and they refuse.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.